getting hotter. As Ed Alexander just said, well, today may be the last of the relatively normal temperatures for the foreseeable future. So let's enjoy it while we can. Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with our friend Ray Allen, Ray, producing and engineering our show. And we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show Midweek Edition. It is the middle of June, so it's the mid-month edition, also Wednesday, June 15th, 2016. Hope you are having a good week so far. The Buckmaster Show live line is open for you, 790-2040. Anytime during the hour, we would be happy to take your questions, comments, and suggestions. We also invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show. We're easy to find on Facebook under my name, and in addition, we do Twitter at Buckmaster Show. We have a very full hour as usual, loaded with content today, beginning with our health contributor, Dr. Victoria Mazes, followed at the bottom of the hour with a conversation with U.S. Senator John McCain. The Buckmaster Show contributor on health is Dr. Victoria Mazes, the executive director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine. She is also a professor of medicine, family medicine, and public health. She is internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine and is committed to health promotion and pioneering change efforts that solve America's healthcare system problems. She is the editor of the Oxford University textbook, Women's Integrative Health, and the author of Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. You can learn more about her work on her website, victoriamazesmd.com. Or she's on, of course, Twitter at Dr. Mazes. Dr. Mazes, how are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Very good. Trying to stay cool, think positive as we go through this very, very hot spell coming up, right?
Yes. Very important to stay hydrated, but with water or iced tea and not necessarily sugar sweetened.
Yes. And that leads us to our topic of the day. Yeah. Well, we know that sugar is added to a whole lot of products, but I was very surprised at this University of North Carolina team of researchers and the conclusion they came up with when they went to the supermarket. Really astounding.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we're going to discover that more easily because the rules about what has to be put on a food label have changed. But the researchers found about 60% of foods, of packaged foods and drinks, have added sugar. Things you don't expect, like, you know, tomato sauce that you're going to put on pasta, you know, things that didn't sort of typically necessarily have sugar. A lot of them have sugar, and they use a lot of different words for sugar.
Yeah, they do. And we've all heard of the high fructose corn syrup, a sugar that is made from processing corn. But there's some other ones in there that kind of slip through the cracks, like rice syrup and flow malt, FLO-malt. What the heck?
Right. And, you know, I have to say, I was influenced some years ago by a book that was written by David Kessler. I think it was called The End of Overeating. And he basically attributed falsifying, misleading intention to the companies that if instead of putting sugar as a first ingredient on a package, they divided up their sugars. So they might have high fructose corn syrup and maybe fructose and honey and cane sugar and corn sweetener and rice syrup, that instead of it being the first ingredient, because indeed it was the most of what the ingredients were, it could be ingredient number 3, 4, 6, 8, 9, and 12. And then the consumer would think, well, that's not so bad. Sugar doesn't show up till the third ingredient. But
right,
if you added all those sugars together, it would actually be an enormous amount that you were consuming, and sugar was often the most substantial part of the product.
You know, that's a very interesting point. There's nothing that says that they have to, the first ingredient there has to be the one that is most prevalent in the product.
Right, and again, it's a reason that we do want to read labels, and this particular new labeling requirement will be an advance, because there are things that naturally have sugar. For example, there's a kind of milk sugar in a yogurt that's natural to milk, and then there's added sugar, and it's really added sugar that is creating a, I'd say, health crisis in our population. And I think that by labeling these added sugars on the label in a very particular way, consumers will have an easier time picking up how much sugar indeed is in the products and being able to make better choices.
The sugar industry and the corn refiners very upset over this new policy. Uh-huh. And what they're arguing, Dr. Mays, is that the difference between natural and added sugars is not nutritionally meaningful.
Well, I'm not sure that they have science to base that on, or that the bulk of the science would necessarily agree. You know, over the past number of years, we have a large amount of research that shows that the added sugar, which whether it's, you know, sugar or high fructose corn syrup, it's a chemical mixture of two different chemicals, and it is fructose and glucose. Mm. And with the high fructose corn syrup, it's 55% instead of 50% fructose. So it's not enormously different. But that when we have exposure to that, we metabolize it in our liver. Only our liver can break down or metabolize fructose, whereas every cell in the body can use glucose. So when you consume fructose, which is in these added sugars, it's really presenting this challenge to the liver, and the liver deals with it by rapidly turning it into fat. And that can be one of the explanations why, as a nation, we have gained a lot of weight. Now, people will say, well, fructose, that's the fruit sugar, and it's in fruit, and that's true. But if you eat an apple, for example, that has to be slowly digested. There's fiber in it. It's not an immediate chemical message to the liver the way if you drink a soda that's got a lot of this sugar, which is, again, glucose and fructose. That's a very rapid introduction of fructose to the liver. And when it gets there so quickly and has to be broken down and metabolized and dealt with by the body so quickly, that's when we get the laying down of fat and this tendency towards developing diabetes.
And the sugary drinks, my goodness, have you seen the list of some of these celebrities and the money that they are making by endorsing some of these products? It is outrageous.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that celebrities, you know, obviously endorse products and can, you know, make a living and a very nice living doing so. But it is really distressing to see the ways in which industries are using, you know, celebrities that kids look up to really sell unhealthy food. And there was a study that was just recently published in Pediatrics, which is the leading journal around children's care and children's health care. And it's just, you know, shocking, millions and millions of dollars to sell these things to kids.
And, you know, these moms that are worrying about what to give the kids and the kids want some kind of a fruit drink or fruit juice concentrate, be careful with some of those concentrates.
Well, exactly. So a fruit juice concentrate, you know, it may sound good if
yeah.
it says that it's concentrated apple juice, but that's sugar. That is not an apple. And I think people sometimes have in their mindset that fruit juice is a healthy choice, but I think fruit juices actually have to be limited. And it is true that there's some vitamins and minerals, it's not the same as a soda, but it's actually not tremendously different in terms of what the liver has to do by being introduced to a tall glass of orange juice versus a tall glass of Coca-Cola.
Dr. Victoria Mays is with us on the Buckmaster Show. She will stick around for another segment. Time for your question, 790-2040, 790-2040. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you and us by Green Things. What a wonderful nursery. Now expanded to full 13 acres over just off of River Road, and you can go to greenthingsaz.com. They've got workshops every Saturday and Sunday at 10 o'clock. Those are free gardening workshops. Strongly suggest you check it out. Green Things, a fine sponsor of our work here on the Buckmaster Show. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster with some exciting news. You could win a $1,000 or a $500 travel voucher to one of 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson International Airport in the Travel Smart with TUS contest. Register for free through Tucson International Airport's Facebook or Twitter pages, or go to the website TravelSmartTUS.com. Good luck. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition. It's Wednesday, June the 15th. The Buckmaster Show contributor on health is Dr. Victoria Mazes. She is the executive director of the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. That is the center that was founded and created by Dr. Andrew Weil. Dr. Mazes is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line at 12:20 on this Wednesday afternoon, 790-2040. We began our conversation with Dr. Mazes about these new guidelines, new nutritional guidelines pertaining to sugar. Before we move on to another topic, are there any good sugars, i.e. perhaps honey, in your opinion, Dr. Mazes?
Well, I think the good sugars are the ones that are embedded in food. So, for example, you know, it's summer and there's amazing watermelon. excuse me. There's, you know, cherries and strawberries and other sweet fruit that we can really enjoy and that's healthy for us. Honey is not so different from cane sugar in terms of what the body does with it. So this is not about never enjoying a treat. It's not about never having a dessert. But it is known that we are consuming as a nation about 40 pounds a year of added sugars, and that's too much. The Department of Agriculture, thinks that we should be consuming way, way less than that. We have an obesity crisis. As we look at our own diets, it's worth sort of saying, you know, no, I'm never going to give up that apple pie that my mom taught me to make or my grandma taught me to make, and that's going to be a special occasion, wonderful family treat. But am I willing to give up the sugar-sweetened beverages? That just seems to be this really unhealthy food. As I mentioned earlier, it rapidly delivers the fructose to the liver. There are many studies that show that drinking these sugar-sweetened beverages, so it's not just sodas because there's a lot of other beverage products out there, but these really have contributed to obesity in our country. And so could I give those up? And if I really want something bubbly, could I get used to having seltzer with, you know, maybe a slice of lemon or orange in it and reduce my added sugar in that way?
And be careful. Some of these waters are even enhanced with sugary products.
Absolutely. And that's why reading labels and having a better label is going to be so valuable, because those marketers are brilliant and they can make the water sound special and healthy. And then when you turn the bottle around and look at the ingredients, you're going, wow, why did they add all that sugar to this?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had some of the most juicy pineapple last night for dessert, and now that's good natural sugar, correct?
Exactly. That's not added sugar, and it's got vitamin C in it, and the fiber in the pineapple slows the digestion of that natural sugar, and so that's a very different message to the body, and I'd say keep enjoying your delicious summer fruits.
The Mediterranean diet has been a topic of conversation on our program in the past, talking with you, Dr. Mazes. Is there any new research showing that that might be good for bone health?
Yeah, I mean, you and I have had conversations many times over the years about the Mediterranean diet, and the research just keeps growing. So the most recent study was published a couple of months ago, and it looked at almost 100,000 women who were part of the Women's Health Initiative. And one of the things they looked at was the extent to which people followed the Mediterranean-style diet, and what they found was a third less hip fractures. And that's really significant. Hip fractures are a devastating outcome of having lower bone density. A lot of times people, you know, lose their independence as a result. They often have to have surgery. Sometimes people die as a result of complications of hip fractures. And so a third less hip fractures is very, very meaningful. And Mediterranean diet is a delicious diet. So not a hard recommendation to follow.
It's not a real sugary diet, to say the least.
Well, that's very true. There's not a lot of sugar in the Mediterranean diet. You know, it really has a focus on things like olive oil and fish and lots of vegetables. It does include fruit, but it's not one that's going to have a lot of sugary desserts. But it also doesn't say you can have none. And, you know, the underlying mechanism may really be that the Mediterranean diet is what we call an anti-inflammatory diet. It reduces that tendency of the body to have inflammation. And we now think that osteoporosis, which underlies those hip fractures, may be due in part to a chronic low-grade inflammation. So then the Mediterranean diet is the fix because it reduces that inflammation.
Does exercise and walking help build bone health or improve bone health?
Absolutely. It does, and it's really significantly probably one of the best things we can do in terms of preventing fractures is to keep walking. There's very strong evidence from multiple studies that walking 4 hours a week, which is just a little more than the 30 minutes a day that you often hear recommended, reduces the risk of hip fracture by 41%. So it's even better than that Mediterranean diet. You know, walking is something, maybe not when it reaches 115, but generally walking is something that, you know, is accessible to all of us, doesn't require any special equipment. Other exercises help too, things that are bone stimulating. For example, not much of us jump rope in adulthood, but if you were going to jump rope, and there are studies that have people jump rope, it essentially jars the bones, you know, it jars your body, it leads your body to actually lay down even more bone. And so exercises that are stimulating, in other words, it's better to walk outdoors and have each footstep hit the pavement than it is to walk on a treadmill, which is cushioned and is not as bone stimulating.
And if people are saying, well, it's just too hot to walk, there are some indoor tracks. I've used them in the past, namely the Udall Center. Is a good place where you can go inside and you can walk around a track and it's air conditioned. So there
are
places
great.
To go.
Great advice. And yeah. And you know, the other thing that there's some growing research are yoga positions. And there was a study that was published that showed that when people do 12 different poses, and it was a 12-minute regimen, you know, once you learned it, they also were able to reduce their risk of loss of bone density and of fractures. So there are indoor things we could do as well.
Is there a supplement that you would recommend for good bone health?
Well, that's an important question. And there are both vitamins and minerals that are important for bone health. The vitamins include vitamin C, B vitamins, vitamin K. We don't often talk that much about vitamin K, but both vitamin K1 and K2 turn out to be important in maintaining bone health. And then there are minerals like boron and zinc and copper and manganese and, of course, calcium. Vitamin D is important. And so, you know, we like for people to get vitamins from a healthy diet, but there is definitely some evidence that there are some studies that show that supplementing some of these vitamins actually do help you maintain your bone density. And vitamin D is one that many of us are deficient in, and you have to have vitamin D on board to be able to make healthy bones. You have to have adequate calcium in your diet, maybe less than the 12 to 1300 milligrams that's sometimes recommended, but you do have to have calcium for healthy bones. So all of those things are worth doing a little bit of your own assessment or asking your health provider to do an assessment and then making a decision whether what you're doing with your diet and your sun exposure are adequate or whether it would really make sense to do some supplementing.
All right. Where can folks get a hold of your book, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility?
Well, like most things, you can find that on Amazon. But I do actually have on my website a handout about things people can do to help them prevent bone loss and prevent osteoporosis. So then that includes some information about the vitamins and minerals.
All right. And your website, Victoria Maize, is MAIZESMD.com. You're also on Twitter at Dr. Maize. Dr. Maize, try to stay comfortable and cool over the next few days in the summer. We'll talk to you in July.
Sounds great. You too.
Thanks
you so much.
Victoria Maize, is always a pleasure having her on The Buckmaster Show, one of two dozen contributors on a regular basis to The Buckmaster Show. She contributes to our show once a month on health topics from the Center for Integrative Medicine. U.S. Senator John McCain is coming up next on The Buckmaster Show as we hit 12:30 on this midweek edition, 790-2040. Senator McCain would be happy to entertain your questions here on The Buckmaster Show. He is next right after this.
Do bees worry you? Do bees scare you? Would you like to know a pest control company who can give you options in dealing with this situation? How about bee removal? Or would you prefer to send them straight to bee heaven? Five Star Termite and Pest Control can give you these options. Call the professionals at Five Star, 886-0045. Fivestar-termite.com.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective, featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an AMA Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Thursday as we talk with the director of the Pima County Transportation Department. Plus, Dr. George Hammond will be here. He is the University of Arizona economic forecaster. We'll get a preview for the upcoming close of the fiscal year and look ahead to the next 12 months. Buckmaster live noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's voice. Back to the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's just 3 hours drive from Tucson. Silver City's looking really good this weekend as we hit 114 or so here in Tucson, maybe 120 up in Phoenix. And I can guarantee you, because of the elevation, it will be cooler in Silver City and Grant County when you get up to about 6,000 feet in that area. Great places to stay like Bear Mountain Lodge. Check it all out. Things to do and places to stay at southwestnewmexico.org. To the live line we go, into the nation's capital. U.S. Senator John McCain with us now on the Buckmaster Show. Senator, how are you?
Well, fine, Bill. Could I say congratulations on being honored by the Nevada Broadcasting Organization for our Lifetime Achievement Award. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be remembered. That was back in the 70s before Las Vegas was a so-called family-friendly town. Things were really happening in that town in the 70s. Good time to be a news person there.
I bet it was, my friend. That was a time of transition, I believe.
Yes, it was.
The death of mafia control to...
Yes.
Nevada. Yeah, great.
The death of Howard Hughes and all that aftermath, what was going to happen to all of his fortune and all his properties in Las Vegas. So there was a lot going on, and I really am proud that the Nevada Broadcasters Association will be inducting me into their Hall of Fame on August 20th at the Four Seasons Hotel in Las Vegas. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That'd be great. It also shows, Bill, if you live long enough, all things happen.
All right. Some breaking news. The NRA saying anyone on a terrorist watch list who tries to buy a gun should be investigated by the FBI, and that sale delayed. Your reaction, sir?
I think it's important. If anybody requests or tries to purchase a gun that is or weapon is on the that list or is a suspected terrorist, the Attorney General has to take steps to confirm the identity and confirm or rule out take appropriate federal, state, and local agencies, intelligence agencies concerning the identity of this person who could be a suspected terrorist, and determine whether the transfer is already the subject of an investigation. But it allows the Attorney General to delay firearm transfers to individuals on the terrorist watch list and prevent the transfer by going through the judicial process. That, I believe, is preserves our Second Amendment rights, but at the same time would take a major step forward to make sure that someone who is on this watch list is not allowed to, on the terrorist watch list, is not allowed to acquire a weapon. And I think it's a good thing to do.
Lori Roberts, writing in the Arizona Republic today, I think summarizes the feeling of a lot of Americans about the frustration, Senator McCain, in the wake of Orlando. Lori writes, precisely nothing will change, she predicts. We'll mourn, then we'll move on until next time. It's a very frustrating time for Americans, isn't it?
Well, I'd say to Lori, if she wants to be like France, the French have probably the most strict gun control laws imaginable, and yet attacks are taking place. The problem, frankly, Bill, with the liberals is they don't want to do anything about the source of this, which is Obama's failure, which led to the beginnings of ISIS, which then he did nothing about, and it spread and metastasized, and now these people are being self-induced terrorists over the internet. That's what happened with this guy. This is to some degree what happened in San Bernardino. I wish that Lori Roberts would have the same zeal to go after these people, because if we don't kill them in Raqqa, they're going to be committing further attacks on the United States. I predicted these attacks. One reason is because the Director of National Intelligence said that there would be more attacks in Europe and the United States, and we have terrorists joining the refugee flow, which is caused by Barack Obama's failed policies. So I wish he would get as hysterical over what Barack Obama has done as she is over this issue.
All right, let's go to the live line. Our friend, a good friend of this program and a good friend of mine, Jim Kelly, is with us and would like to speak with Senator McCain. Go ahead, Jim.
Sure. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Senator. There are two questions I want to ask. One is, what are the successes of the National Defense Authorization Act, in your opinion? And two, what VA reforms are there on the books now, and what's on deck, what's in committee, ready to come out? And a follow-up question, if I can, afterwards.
Sure, real quick, as we're keeping the A-10 flying at Davis-Monthan, as you know, the Air Force tried to retire or tear them up a couple of years ago, and we've had to keep them in operation, and the reality is now they're doing the bulk of the close air support and attacks on ISIS in Syria and Iraq. We keep the C-130H Compass Call, which are electronic attack airplanes at Davis-Monthan, in being. They wanted to retire those. We're training F-35 pilots. We continue our training foreign pilot F-16 training at Tucson International. We have a number of other aspects at Yuma, but probably is in some ways very important is what's happening at Raytheon. We're buying a whole bunch of new missiles there where they're going to be able to hire more people, and there is a significant increase in a lot of their missile inventory, and that work will be done, obviously, at the facility there in Tucson. So, and there's a lot of military construction as well. So there's quite a bit in it for Arizona.
And his second question had to do with what is going on now at the VA that is encouraging.
Well, the choice card has worked for, they just processed their millionth person veteran who was eligible for a choice card. That means going out to the healthcare provider of their choice rather than waiting on lists and traveling long distances to VA facility. That's the good news. The bad news is that a combination, frankly, of the people like the disabled American veterans and the veterans of foreign wars are opposed to it, which still staggers me. I cannot imagine why, but it's interesting that the organizations that are generally Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, like the Concerned Veterans of America, are all for this choice card. I just want to give our veterans, it's been very successful, even though the VA tried to impede it in a lot of ways. It's been very successful, and we need to have no restrictions on it rather than let it die. I had to negotiate with Bernie Sanders, and part of our negotiations was that it would be a 3-year and would have to, for 3 years, and would have to be renewed. It's amazing the resistance to getting it renewed. They want to go back to these interminable waiting lists and possibly people dying on waiting lists that don't exist. It's hard for me to imagine. But the choice card has been successful, and I intend to do everything I can to give our veterans a choice.
Jim, did you have a quick follow-up?
I did. What's on deck within the within Congress right now for accountability for VA administrators and executives? And what kind of pushback are you getting in Congress, in either the House or the Senate, that signals the president wouldn't sign a bill like that?
Well, there's pushback on the accountability by the Federal Workers Union. And as you might know, the person who was in charge up in Phoenix recently, the charges were dropped against her. And so therefore, really no one has paid a significant penalty for the deaths of 50 veterans who were on a non-existent waiting list and died while on it. We keep fighting for accountability and transparency, and we'll continue to fight. And I'm glad you're keeping an eye on it, and I hope you'll tell your friends we need transparency, we need to have the ability to fire, and we need to have the continuation permanently of the choice card.
All right. Matthew has been waiting very patiently. Matthew, you are with Senator John McCain.
Senator, first of all, thank you for your service, as always. You have done a lot for this country. Back to a, I appreciate all Jim's stuff, but back to a sort of local issue. You know, as you've probably heard me before, I get calls from everybody about Cherryvale Processing Center and when are we going to get full capacity back up and running. And so I know that postal reform is a big issue around the country. I know you've worked very, very hard on it over the years, and you've attempted to bring some common sense reforms. But before we, you know, I do believe that some of the big issues are being worked out. But locally, the Cherryvale Processing Center is a big Tucson issue because, you know, we rely, all of Southern Arizona relies on that facility. And we're working at half capacity because all of the outgoing mail is literally being trucked to Phoenix or beyond. Because
okay.
I can tell you, Phoenix can't handle it all.
All right.
So I'm going to leave it there. Thank
okay,
you, Senator.
Thank you.
All right. All I can say is that we continue to fight. We continue to delay the complete closure. We continue to demand studies. We will. This is, you know, to maybe to some casual observer, this is not a big deal. It is a big deal. It is a big deal, particularly our more senior citizens who depend on the post office a lot more than our younger Americans citizens do. I'll continue to keep fighting the battle and keep it from being closed completely. And all I can say is we're kicking a 1,000-pound sponge, and I'll keep kicking it.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Well, stick around, please, for a second segment with Senator John McCain. We will be right back. But first, let's pause and listen to the fine sponsors who believe in our work here in Southern Arizona. We ask that you give a listen and support them as well. Be right back.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. On the Buckmaster Show live line is Senator John McCain. Senator McCain has a very tough primary coming up, a Republican primary, going against former State Senator Kelly Ward. And if the senator moves on, he will be facing Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick. One of our Facebook friends, Senator, wanted me to ask you about some of these attacks on Kelly Ward, sort of characterizing her as, well, a wacko, for want of a better word. What do you think of some of these attacks? Are you disavowing any of them, or are you behind them? What's your thinking on that?
I think it. Everybody has to stand on their record, and if there's any inaccuracies or false statements in those pieces that we are running, I'll be glad to listen to that. Until then, look, this isn't beanbag, and so. Many attacks have been leveled at me, and so all I can say is that people need to know my record. People need to know any opponent of mine, including in the general election, Ann Kirkpatrick, who once said that the proudest vote, one of the proudest votes she's cast, was in favor of Obamacare. People are responsible for their own records. If Senator Ward wanted to have employees of the state of Arizona up to Lake Havasu to do a hearing on chemtrails from airplanes, she can do that. But I think that the people of Arizona need to know that. So if I have offended anyone's tender sensibility, there's an old saying about if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Senator McCain, your friend Senator Graham, who commented about what Donald Trump has been saying in the wake of the Orlando tragedy, saying that he's run out of adjectives for Mr. Trump. I keep hearing from many people, Senator, and it's very sad that they do not like. They don't like Hillary Clinton, and they don't like Donald Trump, and they've been saying, you know, I don't think I'm going to vote. And I really try to discourage that because, as you well know, how much American blood has been shed over the years for that very precious right to vote. All the people we have lost in all of the wars, they were standing up for that freedom. And to hear that, it's very discouraging.
Yeah, I think that these are very difficult times. This is the first time that we have had both nominees of the party, major Republican and Democrat parties, with much higher unfavorables with the American people than favorables. This is arguably the most unusual election that we've ever seen. It's possible. I don't think it's probable, but it's possible that former Secretary Clinton could be indicted because of the improper use of her, quote, server. So This is very interesting times, but I also always encourage people to exercise one of our most precious rights.
790.
Yes, and it is our right.
It is indeed. 790-2040. Getting back to the situation with Orlando, it has just been very, very troubling that this is homegrown terrorism that we're seeing. This was an American citizen. And when Mr. Trump calls on this ban on Muslims, is that really going to accomplish what we want and what we need in the end, Senator?
Well, let's put the responsibility where it belongs, and that is with Barack Obama. When President George W. Bush had the courage to fire Rumsfeld and start the surge succeeded. We had it won. Casualties were down extremely low. And then Barack Obama came to office and determined to end all conflicts, disregarding the fact ending American involvement and neglecting the fact that just because Americans leave doesn't leave the conflicts will end. He said that we're leaving behind the most free, prosperous, democratic Iraq. Does anybody believe that today? He said that the ISIS was the JV. Couldn't wear Kobe Bryant's shirt or something like that. Cut the JV. And, of course, there's an echo chamber here of liberal columnists in Washington who absolve him of all responsibility. And then Al-Qaeda moved to Syria, Al-Qaeda became ISIS, and now we have attacks on the United States of America. So why don't we talk a bit about that, the abject failure of the Obama administration in general and a president who won't even identify these attacks for what they are. Of a radical Islamic terrorism. And that's what this discussion and debate should be all about, a failed foreign policy after the expenditure of enormous amounts of blood and treasure, thanks to General David Petraeus and those brave Americans, and he pulled everybody out. And unfortunately, I predicted exactly what would happen. I wish that I had been wrong.
How about Iraq? Are we making any progress, or are the Iraqis with the being aided by American advisors? Are we making progress?
I think we're making some small progress. Still, the second largest city in Iraq is still under ISIS control. They still have their base and called Raqqa, and the reason why they are able to orchestrate these attacks is that they are in contact with a lot of these young men, and they're generally young men, and their success is what motivates others to be self-radicalized and commit acts of terror such as just happened in Orlando. It's not an accident. It's not like an earthquake. It's not like a tidal wave. It's because of a president of the United States who refused to lead, and that's the cause of it. And there is no other primary cause, because these young men, and there are a few young women, but mostly young men, are attracted to the banner of ISIS because they see them succeeding. They've got their caliphate. And finally, Bill, we have two choices. We can kill them there, or we can kill them here. And this president has allowed the situation to evolve, that there's no strategy for retaking Raqqa, which, by the way, they have a chemical weapons factory going there. And Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, is sending out young men with secure encrypted phones and contacting them as we attempt to orchestrate attacks both in Europe and in the United States. Then that's a direct result of a president who would not lead.
Is there anything that can be done to control ISIS propaganda through the Internet? Are there any means
can
take?
Sure there is. Yeah. First of all, kill them. Mm-hmm. And then they're not on the Internet. Second of all, you counter what they have to say. But again, that's just what they're doing on the Internet is attractive to these young men who self-radicalize, because in their view, they're succeeding. So they flock to their banner. That's why you've got ISIS in Libya. That's why you've got ISIS in Africa. They're metastasizing, and while we watch. and the president is incrementally increasing our involvement in Iraq and in Syria, and we're now up to about 4,000, as I recall, troops, whereas he had pulled them all out before, but he increases incrementally, reactively, not proactively. They still don't have a strategy for retaking Raqqa, and they're a hell of a long way from retaking Mosul, the second biggest city in Iraq. Meanwhile, bombs are going off all over Baghdad because ISIS sees that as a way to destabilize what little left there is of government in Baghdad.
Senator McCain, thank you for spending a half hour with us.
It's always a pleasure, and again, congratulations on your award, my friend. And you and I have been talking for years, and I look forward to many more.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank
Senator
you.
John McCain with us on the Buckmaster Show. For Tucson at 4 comes along at, guess what, 4 o'clock. 4 to 5 tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson. We do 3 hours in the morning, then the Daily Double, Christy Simone and a different guest host every day. Then me, we're going to talk transportation tomorrow at noon on the Buckmaster Show. Ray Allen, my producer, and I wish you a great afternoon and evening.